BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and we are on the eve of the RBC Cup National Junior A Championship. This year, of course, is right in our own backyard as the Chilliwack Chiefs are playing host for the five-team tourney to crown the top team in the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Besides the Chiefs, this year's field includes the CCHL champion Ottawa Junior Senators, the OJHL winning Wellington Dukes, the MJHL winners the Steinbach Pistons, and the champions of the BCHL, the Wenatchee Wild. The official event website is hockeycanada.ca/RBC Cup, where you can find schedules, stories, and stats once the tournament is underway. In today's podcast, we have two players aiming to figure prominently in the RBC Cup. We'll be hearing from Chilliwack forward Tommy Lee and Wenatchee goalie Austin Park. Our own Ben Phillips handled both interviews, and he began with Lee, whose Chiefs were ousted from the BCHL playoffs in March. They discussed what the buzz is like in the city of Chilliwack and what it's been like anticipating hockey for so long.
Personally, I'm super excited. You know, I was on the team last year, and we made a great run. We went to Western Canada Cup and didn't quite make it to RBC, so getting a chance at a redemption RBC is just unbelievable. And, you know, getting a chance to finish off your junior career with a win is really exciting.
And now, what's the preparation been like for a player or for you as a player dealing with the extended period of time off and then preparing to play hockey again? Just take me through that.
Well, you know, the team is the team's been training really hard. We've been in the gym twice a day and on the ice every day. We've done some inter-squad games just to get the game shape up. I mean, obviously, these teams have been playing since the beginning of March for playoffs, so they're pretty well in condition, so we have to catch up. But we had a couple weeks of a break, you know, got to go home, spend time with the family, recoup, and then get the minds back into hockey. So I think it's pretty good.
And, yeah, you know, some of those teams have been playing consistently from all the way back in September, could be dealing with injuries and fatigue. As a player, do you look at that as maybe an advantage, or do you just focus on your game and your game plan?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, everybody's pretty healthy on our team, and maybe a couple other teams have some injuries, but, you know, they've been battling through injuries the entire season, and that doesn't change the fact that they've won their league, so that's why they're here. So we can't look any team lightly. Yeah.
Now, you were part of the team last year that fell a game short of making the RBC Cup. I know you touched on it briefly there, but how nice is it to get a second chance here this season to compete for the national championship?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, I think all the guys that graduated from last year would give anything for this opportunity, and for a couple of us to have this opportunity is just very special. And, you know, we're doing it for the community, we're doing it for them, and we're doing it for ourselves as well, and it's pretty exciting.
And now, Juan, a little bit more about your future for hockey. You are committed to RPI for next season. Just kind of take me through what led you towards picking that program and going to that school.
Well, I've had a communication with them for a couple of years. I went to a prep school out in Connecticut called Salisbury, and they're located in New York, so it's pretty close. So they came out and watched a couple of games and started communication there, and then just had a pretty good start to the season this year. Just that showcase they offered, and I couldn't turn down the opportunity to go to such a prestigious school, so it's pretty exciting.
That was Chilliwack forward Tommy Lee. Now a quick look at the BCHL Player of the Week. Wenatchee Wild forward Sam Hessler took the honors this week as he racked up a goal and four assists in games 3, 4, and 5 of the Doyle Cup. His goal in game 3 was the game winner, and his contribution helped the Wild to a Doyle Cup title over the Spruce Grove Saints in 5 games. On to our final interview segment now, and we focus on the crease in Wenatchee, where Austin Park has had the lion's share of the work. Ben Phillips spoke to Park this week about his team's focus and how he explains the Wild's success this postseason.
Well, the great thing about this team is that the way the coaches have set it up, it's never really about the other team. It's about how well we play. We're the only ones really that can beat us is ourselves. So just going in there, it was business as usual. We'd been on the long road trips. We'd been in the smaller rinks before, so it was just go in, play our game, and get the job done.
Now, game 4 was a bit of a rough start for you. Just take me through that, and as a goalie, how do you refocus And how did you, like, refocus and get ready for game five and make sure that you guys got the job done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you can watch the NHL playoffs and even guys like Pecorine and Connor Hellebuck, they have tough games. Like, from top to bottom, it just happens to everyone. And, you know, I personally just try to forget it as fast as possible. You acknowledge what happened and you learn from the mistakes. But you can't change what already happened, so there's no reason to dwell on it. And really, that's kind of just how I approach the next game, is just with a fresh mindset, understanding what needs to happen and just work, focusing on getting the job done.
And talk about the return home from Spruce Grove. You were welcomed home by some 500 fans. Just what was that moment like, and how has the celebration been like within the city of Wenatchee?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, all year these fans have just been insane. That's the best word I can use to describe it, just because they've been so passionate and so welcoming. I mean, I feel like this is my hometown now. They've really just opened their doors and really treated us like their own, and it's been an honor to represent them in the BCHL. But yeah, coming back to that, it actually wasn't our first time. The first time they did that was actually after a loss in Prince George, when we came home for game six, I believe it was, or game five. And so, we showed up and it was probably the same outcome. So really, these fans always have our back, loss or win, championship, regular win, whatever it is, they've always been there to support us, and it's been fantastic.
Now, the IRC Cup starts Saturday, where you guys will face a familiar foe in the Chilliwack Chiefs. What do you guys just expect from them, with them being off for so long?
If there's one thing I've learned throughout the season, it's to never count a team out. I anticipate that they're hungry, and I've heard that they've been working hard, and I'm sure that they're going to be a great hockey team to play against, and it'll be a challenge, especially with them being the host. I'm sure the fans will have some words for us as well, but I think it'll be a great experience and a great challenge from every team in the RBC Cup.
Now, Austin, as a goalie, how do you prep for those other three games? Those are against teams and players that you've never seen before. Just kind of take me through how much scouting goes into it from a goalie standpoint and what you look for ahead of those games.
Well, so every team has their tendencies. And obviously our coaching staff does a fantastic job of pre-scouting teams, and we go over lots of necessities and things that other teams do. Personally, I kind of just learn as I go. Teams have their tendencies. On the power plays, I ask my coaches which players they look for their most of their scoring and whatnot. But every team kind of has that flow, that pattern that you can see, you know, do they like to pass on two-on-ones, or do they shoot for the far pad, or are they going to pick me high short side? Every team has those tendencies. And so as you play the game, even if it is just the first game, you'll recognize those tendencies and things get easier throughout, because you just kind of predict. You analyze and you understand what they want to do with the puck and where they're most likely to go with it.
And finally, it's been a long season for the Wild. For you personally, what has maybe been the biggest learning curve or maybe the biggest step that you've taken in your game in your development this season?
Well, so I played in the NAHL last year, and that's a very different type of hockey. In the NAHL, it's very bump and grind, and you know, they're not typically high scoring games and not typically very high skill or high paced games. But you know, not to take anything away from the NAHL, but the BCHL is just so much more skill and pace driven, especially our team, which I learned that pretty quick with our practices, how much faster and just everything that the passing is here. So definitely this year I've been forced to make saves that just they weren't a thing in the NAHL, because the players in the BCHL are so much, they just create plays that you wouldn't see typically in the NAHL. So that's probably one of my biggest learning curves so far, is just the save selection. I've I've had to make way bigger saves in way bigger moments than I ever did in the NHL. But it's all been a huge developing and learning curve. I just can't thank everybody enough for the opportunity, because it's been so much fun. And probably another big learning curve for me was last year I started out as a third string and really didn't see any significant ice time until the second half of the season. And so this year we were mostly 50%, but once we hit playoffs, I've never played so many games in a row. And so this is kind of been me figuring out my game and how to literally put out a consistent and focused effort every single day and every single game. So it's been great. It's been a huge learning curve, and it's been a lot of fun.
That was Wenatchee goalie Austin Park, and a big thanks to Ben Phillips for both of our interviews this week. And that's going to do it for the podcast. For all the latest, you can check bchl.ca and also the RBC Cup page by Hockey Canada, which is hockeycanada.ca/RBC Cup. This is Brent Butis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.